We are learning Masechtas Tainis Daf Yudal Adam Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Yudal Adam Al. Zok to Gemara. B'shnei de Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya have a tzaira. In the years of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, there was a tzaira. There was some kind of misfortune in the Klai Yisrael. Doesn't say what, but it wasn't the rain. It wasn't a drought. It was not a drought. It was something else. Gozar Tlas Esrei Tainis. They made a seder of 13 Tainisim, which is 3, 3, and 7. Bloy Inni, they weren't answered. Sova Lemigzer Tvei. They thought that maybe we should make more Tanaisim, 13. We're still going to answer have a 13. Let's make more. Amleir of Ami, Hari Amru. We said, Chazal said, Ein matrichin es atzibur yoyis medai. You're not matrich the tzibur more than, you know, more than what they can handle. And more than 13 to fast is too much. That's what Ami says. So he says you shouldn't fast more. Om Rav Abba, Rei Rav Chia Abba, Rav Ami, to avad agarmi to avad. Rav Ami is doing something. Rav Ami is doing something is that it's a shita yichidah. Really, you should be able to go further. Because we're going to see it's only by a drought that we stop then. But regarding other misfortunes, you should go further. You should fast further. So the Garmi Yudavi, we touch, like Rashi says in other Masechtas, it means you did it like a Shita Yechidah. But Rashi over here says something interesting, which Rashash doesn't like. Rashi says over here, Legarme la'atzmoy dorash, shloy oma alafisha hu loy hoy reitzel asanaks. The way Rashi learns the Taich is, Rav Abba says about Rav Ami, you know why he did it? He didn't want to fast. He didn't want to fast so much, therefore he stopped it. That's what Rashi says. So it's a sharp shot. So you have to go like Rashi's all the places. It means that he did it like a Shita Yechidah. Ella, Hachem Rav Chiya Abba, Rav Yechidah, Leishanu, Ella, Leksham. This din, that after 13, you're done fasting, it was only by Gesham. Of a Shami, a Perani, it's Besan, of a Halkham, a Chiyanam, and a Shemayim. Other Peronis, other Tzarais, you fast, you keep on fasting until you get answered from Hashemayim. And we'll see momentarily what will be the chilek between Geshamim and other tzaros. But like upon him, Rav Chiya Abba said, B'shem Rav Yechanan, that the only time we stop fasting is only by a drought. But by other pranis, we continue fasting. Tanya Mihachi, we have a brisa, it's a raya, to Rav Chiya Abba, Tanya Mihachi, K'sha'om Rushalosh, K'sha'om Rusheva, when we said three, it's two sets of three, and seven, you keep on fasting until you answer in Hashemayim. Lame the Absifta Rav Ami. It's a Kasha Rav Ami from this price. Rav Ami, what was he thinking? Amalach Rav Ami, Rav Ami tell you, Tanoi. It's really a Machlokes Tanoi. The Tanya limit in a price. Ain Goizim Yoisim Shloish Esrei Tanis al Tzibur. You're not Goizim more than 13 Tanis on the Tzibur. Why? Fisha'ima Trichim as a Tzibur Yoisim Medai. Because we don't push the tzibur more than they can handle, and more than 13 fasts is too much. Divrei Rebbe. So clear, since we're saying the reason is, it would mean across the board, not dafka by a drought, according to Rebbe, any tainus. More than 13 is too much. Rav Shimon Wilhelm, no, loimana shem hu, it's not because ematrichem is a tzibur. The reason why I don't do more than 13 fasts by the rain is, ela preshi yotza, zmano so ravia. The reason is, the time you have finished the 13 fasts, you're ready in the middle of Tevis. You figure out the Cheshbon, it's Kislev and Tevis. The time you finish the 13 fasts, which is L'chol HaPachos, 7 weeks of fasting, so with Tiferayim to Tevis. Because the start of Shchayos Kislev, and then it's 3 weeks of the Tevis, right? It's almost by Shvat. By that time already, half the rainy season passed already. By then already, it's too late, and we don't fast anymore. That's a special reason by fasting. That's by drought. A special reason by drought. And therefore, this man the Yom will hold, by other tzaras, you will continue fasting. So Rav Ami went like Rebbe, basically. Rav Ami went like Rebbe. And we have a stam brisa also before, not like Rebbe, like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So as tiny it was, Rav Chiya Abba's time was, we go like Shimon ben Gamliel, that by other tzaras, you keep on fasting. Look at the Gemara. And that's what we pass also. Shochulei b'nei nimvei l'Rebbe. The Bnei Nimve sent the Shaila to Rebbe. And the Shaila, just like Agdama to the Shaila, is like this. We know that when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, we are allowed to ask for our own tzrachav, well, for our own needs. But where's the best place to ask? In Shemei HaTfilah. That means if someone wants a daven special for Panosa, for good children, for whatever he wants daven for, he davens in Shemei HaTfilah, a special tefillah. That's the halacha. But let's say he needs rain. He can't change Baruch Aleinu and say V'sein Talamot L'Vracha. That he can't do. He needs rain. He adds it to Shemei HaTfilah. But if the whole world needs rain, we say V'sein Talamot. What's the Raya in the winter? We say V'sein Talamot. That's the facts. Now, Bnei Nineveh wants to know like this. Shalach Bnei Nineveh l'Rebbe. You're going on that filled with Tkuvas Tamas being in Mitra. In our region, we need rain even in Tamas. How should we daven for this rain in Shemoneh Esrei? We like Yechidim, so it's different. We daven in Shemoneh Tfilo. Or like a Rabban, the Gemara explains. Are we like Yechidim, and we say it in Shemoneh Tfilo. Or we're like a Rabban, and we like the whole Tzibur of Birchas Hashanim. And we daven in Birchas Hashanim. Which means, Baruch Aleinu, we'll save Saint Alamato. Shalachlu, Rebbe answered them, no, Yechidim Damisu, you like Yechidim and Shemoneh Tfilo. And you daven only in Shemei HaTfilah, that is where you will say with Saint HaMata, but you can't change the Tfilah. And that's how we pass in LaHalacha, that's all you do. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Beis, it says, Yechidim HaTzrichi LaMata Mois HaChama, Ein Shalom Mois HaBerech HaShalom. This is Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Beis. You're not Shalom Berech HaShalom, El B'Shmei HaTfilah. But I feel Ir Gedoy Lekin Nineveh, even a huge city like Nineveh, Oy Eretz Achas Kulak Mois Svarad B'Chlala, where it means the whole Svarad B'Chlala, means like the whole area of Spain, Portugal also, Oy Ashkenaz B'Chlala, or the whole Germany, and the whole France, and whatever included in Ashkenaz. Ki Yechidim HaShmei HaTfilah, it's all like Yechidim. So, This is what the Mechaber Paskins is. Chuba Sarosh, who handles, if it's a big region, maybe it's different. So he says, but it ends off for Miyum, but Eretz Achas, in the whole, let's say, the whole Ashkenaz needs rain. Kula, Tzrichim, Mata, Vesachama, Taba, Yachav, Vesha, Mata, Berchas Hashanim, if it's a mistake, Chayzus, Vav, Taras, Dava, Veloy, Shav, Berchas Hashanim. Avein, Vachuy, Lach, Saklal. Because, which is Semech Lul and Chuba Sarosh. Why is it so Negeya? It's very Negeya what they do in Australia. In Australia or in Argentina, or South Africa, where it's the other side of the equator. So by them, when we start saying Saint Talmud, this month Shabbos Chanukah, we stop saying Talmud. They can start saying Talmud Australia also. You know what that is? Tiferet in the summer. They say the same Talmud Bracha. So what do? They say the same Bracha, and it has to work. So from this Gemara in the Voyer, that we don't consider a region, whatever the reason is. We go with basically with Eretz Yisrael technically, and we're not going with every region by itself, and that's the halacha. In Australia, they say the same talamata, start saying the same talamata on Matzah Shabbos Chanukah, even though by them it's a song guaranteed for the camp, to start packing up for camp. That's the halacha. So, the Gemara Vayta, continuing the sugya, we got ahead of ourselves, just to give you a little tidbit. Meisvei, Gemara Zakasha on Rebbe's psak. Rebbe said a psak they like Yechidim. Meisvei, Om Rav Yehuda, Imisav is Ban Shashon, Ketiknam Vishal Shru Malad Masam. When is this halacha, Dafka? When is halacha that we start Rashi learns means say the tiniest. Taisa is a little different, but we'll go Rashi's chat. When do we start to say the tiniest? That by the drought we fast. When Shashanim Ketiknam, when the years are beseder, v'Yisrael Sheruyin al Admasam, and Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. And which means Shalom Ketikta means that the seasons are correct. The Katsir is the Nisan, the Zriya is the Rachesvin, and the years are correct. So then you start davening, you make a tiniest for a drought. But Aval Bezman Hazeh Hakol Fi Hashanim Hakol Fi Amakayimus Hakol Fi Hazman. The drought doesn't start Rosh Chodesh Kislev per se. It goes Lefi the Shanim, the Makayim, the Zman. Depends on the situation. That's how you set up the tiniest. So the Gemara wants to start too. The same thing with Saint Talmotar. Then why was saying Saint Talmotar is totally in like what we said in the Gemara? It should be totally Kolafi Azman, and to be a Kasha Rabbi. On Malay, you're right, it's Kasha Rabbi. But Masdita Ramus Leia Rabbi, you have a Kasha Rabbi. Rabbi Tanu Apolik. Rabbi could argue on this. So we said this whole thing on Kolafi Azshanim is all talking about say the tiniest. Taisus, actually, the bottom Taisus here, the last Taisus on the Amid, learns that we're talking about Saint Talmotar. Says Kol Fi Hashanim, Mitzricha Oys Hashanah Gesham Shishchuno Kutz Hat VeEin Mitzricha Gesham Kibrei Nimvei Shailim VeSein Talamata Berachas Hashanim. That's what the Brisa meant, and that's a Kasha Rebbe. Mora says no, it's not a Kasha Rebbe because Rebbe is a Tana. He could argue on a Brisa. Maya Avalo, what's a Lachol Maisa? Ramnachem Amam Berachas Hashanim. The VeNei Nimvei can add in the Berachas Hashanim. Says Amam B'Shmei Atfila VeHilchasa. We passkin like we just said. We should read in Shulchan Aruch VeHilchasa B'Shmei Atfila. If they want to add on about rain, it's Shmei Atfila, but they don't change the Nusach of Aruch Aleinu. Back to explaining our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that on the seventh fast, it's more chamer, and they close the stores. So what does it say? That on Monday when they fast, they need food. So at the end of the day, Im Chashecha, Matin Im Chashecha. That's a lach. What's matamin? They make a soft opening. They don't open the door. They don't open the door regular stores. They, I don't know if some people do this. Some people see this in Chol HaMoed. Some stores do it in Chol HaMoed. It's like a soft opening. Like, you know, still some of the doors are locked and the trisim are pulled down halfway. It's like not so open. That's what matamin means. And only Yimcha Sheikha. That's what it says on Monday. Thursday is open the whole day. And the question of the Gemara is, that's open Thursday the whole day, is it with matim or without matim? That's the shaila. It's open regularly. That's the shaila. Shaila is, I open regularly on Thursday for Kavod Shabbos? Because we open the whole day because of Kavod Shabbos. But I open regularly or not? Tashima. Tanya Lutana Braisa, I'm going to show you, open regularly on Thursday. Tanya, Vesheni, Matan Ad Erev. Vesheni, they open in the evening with a soft opening. La'es Erev, Matan La'es Erev, they switch it. V'chamishi, Poyuskim Kalyam Kuloi. And V'chamishi, open regularly for Kavod Shabbos. Now, how do you do Matan? So, Hoyuloi Shnei Psachim. If you have two doors, Pesach Echav Ne'el Echad. If you have two doors, you open one and lock the other one. Hele Itztava, if you have like these big shelves that they use to sell, or these big counters they used to sell on it, Kenega Pischoi, Pesach Yadav Mechashish. If you put the counter by the front door, that also helps, because it doesn't look like it's open, because it looks like it's closed a little bit, you can't even get into the store so easily. So then, also, it's considered a matin and a soft opening Ve'en Cheshish. It says Vaita in the Mishnah. What happens? They pass all 13 Tanesim. What happens? So then they stop fasting, but they stop being Mimayit, the Masa Maton, they don't work as much, and they don't do Binyan and Atiyah, and Erisin and Asuin, and Shila Shalom and Chaveroi. It gets a little bit depressing. And they're more subdued. So what does it mean that they don't do Binyan and Atiyah? What does that mean? Tana, with the Braisa, Binyan means Binyan Shasimcha. They don't do Binyan Shasimcha, which means, the Marzim explained, Binyan Shasimcha. Natiya means Natiya Shasimcha, a planting of Simcha. Ezu Binyan Shasimcha. Zeh Abayne Beis Chasen Zobnoi. Example of that would be to build, they used to build like a chasana, the room where they made a chasana, they used to build that place for a chasana, and they used to live there afterwards. So that was like a Simcha. They did it even before they married up the son. They used to build the house. So that should not be done these days. You can't make a chasana, shouldn't build Beis Chasen Zobnoi. That is planting a varnikish malachim. What does that mean? Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is that the minig was when a prince was born, they used to plant a tree, nice tree, and the day that they make him melech, they used to make a chair, the throne, out of that wood. Out of that wood. So that was like a simcha digger plant tree. Another pshat is, it's a big tree that they planted in order to sit under it, like put hammock under it and sit under it and relax. So that's a vurnika shamalachim, and that's any person who plants that is a problem of a tiyash simcha. It means, and in halacha, what it means, a tiyash simcha, means anything that's made for luxury. Any luxury thing, it's like there's a big shot, 9 days. You want to do some luxury. You want to fix up. You have a good working kitchen. You want to put in a brand new kitchen in the 9 days. That would be a problem, because all it is to add a luxury and not. But if you have no kitchen, you're just allowed to make a kitchen. You got to have a kitchen to cook. But if you have a kitchen, a functioning kitchen, and build a new kitchen, that's a shaila of binyan shel simcha. Over shilas shalom, the dalach is shilas shalom. It means saying shalom aleichem back and forth. Torah baran chaverim the tamid lecham who know the halacha. In Shila Shalom B'neim. They don't say Shila Shalom at this time. They're B'shas Tzara right now. Ami Aretz Yisraelim. If Ami Aretz comes and says a big nice good morning to the Talmud Chacham, Machzirim Lehem B'Safa Rafa V'Kovid Rosh. You answer back, you know, good morning. Not with the whole Freilichkeit. They Misatvim V'Yoshvim Ka'Avelim. They wrap their face and they sit like Avelim, Kunudim, K'nei Odom Razufa L'Mokam, Atzirachim L'Shvayim. They sit like people who are Navelus, or that they're removed from Hashem, they're Chas V'Shalom, and they sit at Yirachim Hashem. They sit like that until Hashem has Rachmanos on them. Omer Rav Elazar, Ein Adam Choshev Rishoy Lipa Aponav Amkin Nena Kishua Benun, which Rashi explains means like this: a Talmud Chacham should not embarrass himself b'tzibur by asking for a certain Yeshua. If he doesn't think he's going to be answered, he shouldn't do a radical thing and daven to Hashem and he's not going to be answered. That's a bezoyin. Only if he's sure he's going to be answered. So he shouldn't fall on his face in tefillah. Only if he knows he's going to be answered like a shuv v'nun. Shneimar, by Yoyama Hashem el Yeshua, kum loch, lomaz al tanef b'mnecha. Stand up, you're answered. Why are you falling on your face? So you see that Yeshua was someone who was answered. But if someone does not feel that he's for sure going to be answered, he should not do that. Like Rashi says, I read Rashi. Rashi lipa panola vazais atzmai pnei tzibur, to embarrass himself pnei tzibur, shim lo ya'ana yachafu, because if he's not answered, they'll make fun of him. Or it's a chil Hashem. Either way, he should not do such a thing. Another example of this, v'am rav lozo, einam choshev, Rashi lakar sak, a odam choshev, not put on sackcloth, elam kein nana ki Yehoram ben Achav. Yehoram ben Achav was a Rasha, but he had a certain time when he was answered with tefillah. He got very scared. He heard about a lady came to him and told him that they're eating their own children, and because it was the middle of a hunger, and because of that, he got very, very scared, and he put on sackcloth, and he went in front of the Amma and davened, and he was answered. So, when he heard what the woman said about eating their own children, he tore his clothing, and he went walking on the walls. He was wearing a sackcloth. This is the Melech Yisrael. He was the Melech Yisrael. We know that the two kingdoms of Klai Yisrael, there were two kingdoms. The Malchus Beis David was split, and Malchus Beis David and Malchus Melech Yisrael. In the days of Rechavam ben Shlomo, Hakaponim, Yehoram was one of those in the lineage of that Malchus Yisrael. And if you not answer like that, you should not put on sackcloth. V'amar Rav Elazar, we're going to finish now all with these different memories that are Shtikla Garata. V'amar Rav Elazar, lo yakol b'kriya v'lo yakol b'nefila. In history we find different tzaddikim were answered. Not all of them used the tefillah through kriya, through ripping their clothing. And not everyone used the nefila, falling on the face. Moshe v'Aharon v'nefila, Yeshua v'kol v'kriya. Let me work as an example. Moshe v'Aharon v'nefila, the chsiv, it says by Meragdim, v'yipol Moshe v'Aharon apneim. Moshe and Aaron fell on the face, and then Hashem was megala to them. He came to them. Yeshua v'kol v'kriya, the chsiv, Yeshua v'Yeshua b'nun v'kol v'yifun and karu b'gdeim. They ripped the clothing. So you see, they ripped the clothing, that was their form of tila, and Moshe v'Aharon did it b'nefila. Mask of Lord Rav Zera is a kasha. If you look at the psukim before, it says v'Yeshua benun and v'kalev that he fell on the face. It's mashma they also fell that they ripped the clothing. It's mashma they also fell on their face. So here it says v'Yeshua. So how do you know it means only they only answered through the kriya? Maybe it was also through the falling on the face. It says in the pasuk. In Perik Yudalad, Pasuk Hey, it says, "Vayipel Moshe v'Aaron apneihem lefnei kol kahal Yisrael v'Yeshua v'kalav v'yifunim v'nataramas aharetz karu b'gdeim." And the Gemara wants to tie it now in the Maskev that v'Yeshua loshen vav is going back on v'Yipel. Then not only did they fall, they also ripped the clothing. Maskev lo Rav Zeira v'item Rav Shmuel v'Nachmani iav k'siv Yeshua k'dekarmes. And you're right, it's only kriya. Maybe he did both. He did the Vayipal and he did the Karu B'gdayim. So what's the Raya? Adkan is he had a kasha on this drasha. Another drasha from Rav Elazar. The Lost Lavoi, even though Klai Yisrael was a downtrodden nation all the years, Lost Lavoi Mashiach comes, all the Sarim, all the kings and all the ministers and all the Lost people are going to come and bow down to them. Not everyone will be standing up for them. Not everyone will be bowing down. Depends. Melachim b'kima. The kings will all stand up for Klal Yisrael. The sarim, the ministers b'shtachava will bow down. Melachim b'kima. The chassid says in the pasuk like this. Koyam Hashem goyal Yisrael. This is what Hashem says. The one who's going to save Klal Yisrael. Kedoy Shoy. Livzoy nefesh lemisav goy. There's someone to Klal Yisrael which were the embarrassment. Lemisav goy, they were disgusting in front of the goyim. Le'eved moishlim, they were servants. Melochim yiru v'kamu, the kings will see them and stand up. So you see, by them the kings stand up. And sarim v'shtachavu, you know, it passes us further. Sarim v'shtachavu, the chsiv sarim v'shtachavu. So you see, the sarim will bow down, and the melochim will stand up for them. Maskev l'Rav Zeira v'Teim Rav Shmuel Rachmeini, you have a kashnis also. You have a chsiv sarim v'shtachavu garmes. I would say all he did was bow down. Hash to the chsiv sarim v'yishtachavu. Here now it says v'yishtachavu. Loshen vav. Sarim vi yishtachavu is mashma. Besides vakima, also yishtachavu. Hava, but that's a kashi, asks on him. Amram Nachum Rav Yitzchak, afani oimer, I'll tell you another drasha. Lo yakar lo'ira, also lava, not everyone is zeichet ta'ar, but lo yakar simcha, not everyone is zeichet simcha. Tzadikim lo'ira is zeichet ta'ar, the aragonas, v'yisharim simcha. Tzadikim lo'ira d'chsiv ar zeru ala tzadik. Uli yisharim simcha, d'chsiv l'yishrei lev simcha. To the straight ones, I guess simcha. Rashi says simcha is better than tzadikim. Simcha l'yisharim is better than tzadikim, better than ar. Then they get both. So here also, you can ask the same kasha, vili yishara, vili uli yishra lev simcha, shemi mega has both. So Taisa speaks about that kasha, ayin chum, but that the Gemara could ask the kasha. Yeah, like upon him, the Gemara is saying, tzadikim will be zecha to oira, and yisharim to simcha. Hadron, aloch, perek of me'emesai, beli neder, for those that finished it.